It's Tuesday, June the 3rd, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. The National Petroleum Corporation says refinery plants are on hold due to insufficient fuel demand. Daily consumption stands at about 25,000 barrels, well short of the 100,000 to 300,000 range needed for profitability, according to One Africa TV News on One journalist Herta Ekanjo.
NAMCO Public Relations Officer Paolo Kula noted that according to available data, unless Namibia secures regional offtake agreements to boost demand, sustaining a refinery would not be economically viable.
We cannot sustain a refinery profitably yet unless we look at offtake agreements within the regional market. He says the refineries could cost anywhere from $3 to $5 billion to build, and Namibia still lacks a bit of infrastructure there, including pipelines and storage.
Revised export levy rates on skins and hides have been implemented by the Finance Ministry as part of broader reforms to enhance domestic value addition. Speaking for the ministry, Wilson Shikoto says the move will generate more revenue for producers and help position livestock products more competitively on the international markets.
This is part of a strategic policy in reforming and strengthening the livestock sector and enhancing the domestic industrialization. The revised rates, the raw skins and hides reduced to 10%, pickled skin reduced to 10%. The ministry aimed to improve the competitiveness of Namibians' livestock products in the regional and international market, in enhancing also market access and generate employment opportunities in rural and urban areas.
The global airline industry is set to see improved profits for this year, with margins expected to rise to 3.7%, up from 3.4% for last year. Lower fuel prices and increased travel demand are key drivers, says Lyndon Burns from the International Air Transport Association's Public and Media Relations Advisory.
Although demand, revenues and profits are expected to increase this year, they'll do so more slowly than previously projected. Globally, demand for air cargo is expected to reach 0.7% this year. It's a converse picture for Africa, where carriers have seen a 5.5% year-on-year fall in demand for cargo. Lower fuel prices are providing relief, but jet fuel still makes up 25% of airlines' input costs, and even more in Africa, where fuel is imported.
Continentally, at least 9 people were killed when a bomb exploded at a bus park in northeastern Borno State, Nigeria, in an attack blamed on suspected militants. And according to Reuters reports, local lawmaker Abdul Karim Lawan, the victims were waiting for transport in Mairari village when the blast occurred. Borno has been at the center of a 16-year-old Islamist insurgency that has displaced tens of thousands and claimed thousands of lives. Internationally, a high-level Pakistani delegation is in New York to present Islamabad's perspective on its recent military standoff with its rival India. The visit comes as both New Delhi and Islamabad intensify their diplomatic efforts to garner international support, as our correspondent Hira Mustafa reports.
The delegation will brief UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the President of the UN General Assembly, Security Council ambassadors, lawmakers and think tanks on Pakistan's position. Key discussions will focus on the Indus Water Treaty, which India unilaterally suspended in April following the Pahalgam terror attack in Indian-administered Kashmir, blaming Pakistan for the attack, an accusation Islamabad denies. The delegation will also highlight Pakistan's efforts in combating terrorism. Analysts warn that without meaningful dialogue between Islamabad and New Delhi, the water dispute could deepen, posing serious risks for regional stability in South Asia. Hira Mustafa, Islamabad.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.